T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Federal prosecutors have charged another Philadelphia city councilman with using his office for his own gain. The target this time, Kenyatta Johnson, has denied any wrongdoing. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb has more.
A federal grand jury charges both Kenyatta Johnson and his wife, Dawn Chavu, with 2 counts each of honest services fraud. Prosecutors say Johnson agreed to introduce a zoning change needed by officials of the Universal Charter School Company in exchange for $66,000. Assistant U.S. Attorney Jennifer Williams says the bribe was paid via a contract between Universal and Chavu's consulting firm.
The indictment alleges that this consulting agreement was a sham, that Chavu did very little work for Universal, and that the arrangement was simply a way for Universal to funnel bribe payments to Johnson.
Johnson had been expecting the charges and denied them in advance. He scheduled another news conference for this afternoon. So far, no reaction from his city council colleagues, but they set a precedent when Councilmember Bobby Heenan was indicted 1 year ago, saying the accused are innocent until proven guilty. No one called for his resignation. At City Hall, Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio.